On today's Part of My Take, we have our old intern, our puppy dog, our best friend who happens to be 18 years old, Billy Football.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have Fantasy Fuckboys. We have NFL Preview and Explain It to Hank, a packed show. Before we get to all of that, I want to talk to you guys about Smile Direct Club. Smile Direct Club believes you shouldn't have to pay a fortune to get a smile you love. They straighten and brighten most smiles for 60% less than other aligners or braces. They work directly with board-certified dentists and orthodontists to ship custom invisible aligners straight to your door. You can get started with an at-home impression kit for only $95. You can also visit a smile shop. During your visit, a smile guide will take a 3D scan of your current smile. Then you'll be able to see a preview of your future grin. But the best part is you only have to go once, and it's only 30 minutes. Buy two waiting rooms. Smile Direct Club treatment is extremely affordable. Aligner treatment is 60% less than other brands or braces, and you could save even more with insurance or FSA. Sorry. Many dental insurance plans reimburse customers for a portion of the cost. So here we go. Save 50% off the cost of Smile Direct Club's at-home impression kit, or get a free scan by visiting Smile Direct Club and using the promo code PardonMyTake at checkout. So go SmileDirectClub.com, SmileDirectClub.com. Put in the promo code PardonMyTake at checkout, and you can get that 50% off or a free scan. Do it right now and have a great smile. Let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Friday, October 27th. Friday!
I was going to correct you there, boom. It's Friday. It's go time.
And we had a wild Thursday night football game. Not really.
Best week ever. It was the perfect way to cap off what was absolutely the best week in the history Part of My Take. We had Joe Flacco taking on Matt Moore.
Yes.
And it was everything it lived up to be. Not to brag, I think we all bet on the right side in this game.
Yeah, buddy.
And made some money.
Matt Moore looks a little like me.
Matt Moore, yeah. You're Fat Moore.
Do you know, well, so thank you for saying that, because there's three quarterbacks who look a little bit like me, and all of them are named Matt, so people can just make that joke. Matt Moore, Matt Castle, and Matt Leiner. Everyone's like, oh, you're the fat them.
That's an asterisk, because every quarterback is named Matt.
Yeah,
if you look at it, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan.
True.
The list goes on.
Yeah, they're all Matts. Mm-hmm. All right, so Kiko Alonso, should he be suspended forever?
He should be covered in birdseed and strapped to the top of a mountain.
Now, I'm not going to say that Joe Flacco... He
was asking for it? Are you about to?
No,
see this.
No,
listen to me. You're slide shaming.
No, I'm not.
You're slide shaming.
Let me finish. I'm not going to say Joe Flacco is happy he got concussed, but if you are to get concussed, his hair looked pretty fucking sweet when his helmet popped off.
Yeah.
Like, his hair looked good.
Well, Flacco's hair has been looking pretty good for the last few years.
That's a new development. Bad.
His ear, having a bloody ear is just a badass look. There are certain orifices that when you bleed out of them, you look like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. Like, it's movie blood. It's blood that doesn't happen in everyday life. You know that person either almost died or just played a football game.
Right.
And if you cry blood, that's one. If you have blood coming out of your ear, that's another. And
what about
you,
like a little paper cut on your like your cuticles? Cuticle blood is badass.
Yeah, no.
Blogger cuticle blood.
I was gonna say thumb blood.
Yeah,
thumb blood is when a chick sees a thumb blood, the ovaries start to function.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see the ear blood, I just assume their brain is leaking.
I think we can
all agree with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's scientifically, your brain is now leaking out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So, this started a debate, because we then quickly went from a great quarterback matchup of Joe Flacco, Matt Moore, because Joe Flacco is fantastic, to a awful quarterback matchup of Matt Moore and Ryan Mallett.
Yep.
Old iPhone alarm Ryan Mallett. He's still in the league somehow. Mm-hmm. So he does have a rocket arm. So I threw this out there. What are some of the worst quarterback matchups we remember as football fans? Now, this is easy, because there's like Well, I shouldn't say it's easy. This is easy if you've been watching the Bears long enough, you know that the Bears basically versus anyone.
Right. For me and Big Cat, this game is absurdly easy. I grew up watching the Washington R-Words. So between the two of us, we actually share a few quarterbacks in our history.
We've done some Eskimo quarterbacking.
Yeah, we human centipede each other with just shitty quarterbacks that keep passing through. Hank, unfortunately. See, Hank, this is where it helps to grow up watching bad quarterback play, something that you're not familiar with. So you're not welcome in this conversation.
So a couple that just came off the top of my head, the Bears. I remember this one, Jonathan Quinn versus Mark Brunell, an old-ass Mark Brunell for the Redskins.
Now,
Jonathan Quinn might be the worst quarterback to ever play more than like one game in the NFL.
And I know you don't want to say the name Kyle Orton, but the Kyle Orton,
don't do that.
Kyle Orton Patrick Ramsey matchup of like 2005 was another good one. That's another. I don't think either quarterback surpassed like 110 yards.
Yes. Here's one for you. Ready for this one? Todd Collins for the Bears versus Jimmy Clausen for the Panthers. Ooh. Okay. Todd Collins. The Bears won this game. They won this game like convincingly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the final score. Yes, it was 23-6. Todd Collins, you ready for his stat line?
Mm-hmm.
This is such a Todd Collins stat line. 6 for 16, 32 yards, 4 interceptions. And the Bears won 23-6. Jimmy Clausen was 9 for 22 for 61 yards.
Okay, I'm going to one-up you. You ready for this?
That's so fucking bad.
Okay. Jake DeLome. Now, this is like late model Jake DeLome where he's running backwards.
Yeah, no more steroids, Jake DeLome.
He's running backwards and he's throwing interceptions like with his left hand somehow.
Uh-huh.
Against Andrew Walter.
Ooh,
for the Raiders.
I remember Andrew Walter. Yeah, holy shit.
Listen to this one. Jake DeLome threw for 70 yards, 4 interceptions, and they won.
call it a Todd Collins.
Yes. Also, Todd Collins, when he was on the Redskins, against Brian Greasy on the Bears.
Yes, yes.
That was another hot one.
Here's a couple more I'll just rattle off. Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Bengals versus Ken Dorsey on the Browns. That's disgusting.
Dorsey's a great name, though. It just sounds like a great quarterback.
Great name. You know what he had, though? He had those sleeves. Fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. He was like Sammy Sleeves before Sammy Sleeves.
Yeah, he had all the swag going for him in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got out of the U, I feel like if you are a quarterback that graduates from the U and gets the NFL, and you come out there with those sleeves, you should have like 40 alumni that are ready to just kick the shit out
Michael
of you.
Michael Irvin should just pop up out of nowhere and be like, yo, listen, motherfucker.
Yeah,
listen, those sleeves.
You're from the U.
Yeah.
You're hurting our recruiting class, even though we're paying them like $50 million. Cut those fucking sleeves
off. It's like a genie. It's Michael Irvin and Warren Sapp with like a huge ass dip in. Just pop up and they're like, listen, motherfucker. They rip the sleeves off. Chad Hutchinson versus Joey Harrington. And this one was coached by Marty Morningweg and Dave Campo. That's like, that is the Super Bowl of shit.
Yes.
And then did you have any others?
Yeah. Oh, I had a couple more. Jake Plummer against Marquez.
You better watch your mouth here. Hey, you ever see him run the play action?
Will you let me finish?
You ever run the play action?
The blue leg's nice.
Real nice.
Jake Plummer against Marquez Tuiasosopo.
Oh, fuck.
And the only reason I included that one is because it was like a primetime game that I remember watching. Here's a really hot one. Ryan Lindley against Mark Sanchez. Lindley had 72 yards passing. Sanchez had 97 and 4 interceptions.
Oh, my God.
And the Jets won 7-6.
This is the other one I had, the Tyler Palko versus Caleb Haney at Soldier Field. And Tyler Palko threw a Hail Mary to end the first half. Also, totally forgot. Like, we are very few months removed from Connor Cook versus Brock Osweiler in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In the fucking playoffs. So
that was a hot
I love shitty quarterbacks.
And you know
They're
what?
The
like,
best.
We're not complaining at all because guess what? We're watching football.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So
yo, football's football.
I don't
you
give
eat
a
it.
Shit.
Give you me, fucking
give,
eat it.
Give me the football. Another honorable mention. This is old school Big Ben against a little quarterback by the name of John Beck.
John Beck, yes.
You know what his nickname was? It was John Beck. Beck. It was pretty sweet. The game was 0-3.
His nickname was John Beck?
Yeah. And
That's when you know you suck, when your nickname's just your name.
And Jeffrey kicked a field goal with like 17 seconds left in the game to make it a 3-0 win.
Yes. Oh my. Ben Roethlisberger. People forget Ben Roethlisberger. His first couple of years, he was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He just would throw the ball. They would basically be like, if we just run the ball enough, maybe he won't fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
That Super Bowl he won, the first one.
Honestly,
Heinz Ward. No, Antoine Randall was a better quarterback than him.
He threw
that
quarterback. He threw that pass to Heinz Ward. And I'm dead serious. Like going through this list, it moved a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I love bad quarterback matchups.
Yes, it's the best.
I am standing at half attention right now.
So send us, you know what? Let's embrace debate. If you can remember any that we left off, send it to us. I love it as well. Oh, and also honorable mention, Christian Ponder versus Scott Tolzien.
Mm-hmm.
I like Scott.
Yeah, Scott's Christian awesome. Was great guy, not Scott.
Yeah, Scott's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scott.
Love
the
him.
Other side of that matchup. Okay, so we have our picks for this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how we're doing. I think not good.
I'm pretty sure I'm doing pretty well, taking the 49ers.
By the
week,
way, the London game this week, Vikings Ooh. Versus Browns.
Buddy.
That's good.
Buddy.
That's good.
It's a buddy. It's a big
buddy. They're talking about good quarterbacks. Case Keenum mm-hmm. versus Kevin Hogan / Deshaun Kizer / Cody Kessler. Who knows who Jackson's going to go with?
He's going to whisper every quarterback into that game.
Hank, who you got for your pick?
Mitchell. Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes.
Plus nine. I love it.
Don't give Mitchy that many points.
I love it.
This is a good opportunity for me to say this. Speaking of New Orleans, if we have any award-winning listeners down in the Big Easy who have a fast internet connection,
mm-hmm.
Preferably...
Or a radio studio.
Actually, a radio studio would probably be better, but if you have a high-speed internet connection and you are feeling hospitable, I'm going to be down there this weekend, and I will need a place to... Skype in.
Yes.
So slide into the DMs.
Yeah, slide in them DMs.
Let me know what's up, and I will pay you back by not farting in your house.
Yeah. Also, Monday, we already taped. We have
I'll fart once or twice.
The triumphant return of the Blake Bortles Wikipedia Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, but Blake Bortles. So the do your reading. Halloween, which I think we did last year, and Jaguar,
actually,
the animal.
I just want to clarify, I can't make the promise that I'm not going to fart in your house.
I don't want to lie to you. Don't do that. It's going to be Sunday.
I'll only use the bathroom for number one.
Yeah. No.
No, I will make that promise. I'll dipe up if I have to.
No, let's go. Let's be realistic. PFT will make sure he wipes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's your pick? What's your pick?
My pick, I'm going with the Chargers.
Oh.
So on the road against New England.
Nice spread.
This is a trap game for New England. I don't really know what trap game means, but when you say it's a trap game,
no, it is.
You sound smart.
No, it is. Because if they have, I think they have the Bills next, and they just played the Falcons. So you just have to say the team before and the team after, and then you can say it's a trap
game. It's a trap game against the Chargers.
Either or. All right. I don't know what to make of this line, and this is a trap game on myself.
Are you in the Vegas zone?
I'm not in the Vegas zone. I smell a rat, but I still am going to walk right and take that cheese.
You're in the somebody knows something zone.
Yeah,
can I guess?
Dumb that I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
Bengals.
Nope. Bills. -2.5 against the Raiders. How does that make sense? In Buffalo. The Raiders have to go all the way to, and the Bills are coming off a bye.
Yeah, and the Raiders, they don't have Marshawn, right?
Yeah, so this really makes no sense in my brain, so that means the Raiders will probably win by 40, but I'm taking the Bills, max bet.
Raiders have, they're coming off a long week of rest, though.
No, but the Bills are coming off a longer week of rest, yeah.
So the Raiders have played more recently, so they're in a better
rest
rhythm.
Rest
versus rust. We'll find out this weekend once and for all.
Yes. All right, let's do, we have some good segments today, so we're going to do Fantasy Fuckboys before our interview with Billy Football. So, Hank, trigger warning, Stella is in the studio with us, my dog Stella, so she probably is going to bark during this. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Fantasy Fuck Boys. This is Anthony Amoretto.
I'm Frankie Roast Beef.
Tommy Toenails.
Tommy Toenails over there. My stardom for this week, I'm starting cheerleader costumes for Halloween.
Ooh. Get it?
My sitem this week is Kenny Britt. Who's playing QB? Kizer? Kessler? It don't matter. Repeat after me. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. The Browns are my it don't matter of the week. Hey England, Merry Christmas. Here's the Browns, no regifting. My sleeper of the week is waffle fries.
Ooh.
We're talking nooks, you better believe we're talking crannies. Big cranny guy, 8 times the surface area of your standard wedgies. Get some ketchup, some mustard, some combo. Yeah, give it all to me, put it in my mouth.
Let's go. All right, boys, my stardom of the week, Drew Stanton.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are on a bye, but Drew Stanton, if he starts, he's getting negative points. So you start him on the bye, and you get that zero.
Bruce Arians is going to turn this team around.
My sit-em, I feel comfortable saying it. I think we're out of the season. I'm sitting Hurricanes.
Get
Hurricane season's over.
Get out of here. Quit naming your storms.
Fuck Miami.
My sleeper, It's the time, boys and girls. Make sure you get your flu shot.
Ouch, my arm hurts a little bit afterwards, but I don't end up puking my guts out for a week.
Did they give me the flu? Is there a little flu in it? I'm feeling a little sick after that shot. What's okay?
Watch out for autism.
My stardom, Nelson Agholor. The Eagles are on fire and up against a weak pass D for the 49ers.
Say his name again. I'm writing it down.
Nelson Agholor. My sit-em is toenails. Long toenails are fucking gross. Cut those things. Keep them in check.
Yuck.
Thanks, Tony Toenails. Good tip.
Yuck. I like to eat my toenails.
I just bite them off directly off my foot and spit them in my dog's mouth.
My sleeper is bath bombs. There's nothing more relaxing than a bubble bath. You get in, sit in your own filth, and relax.
Oh, Tony, I'm going to take your man card.
Man card.
All right, there's
that was Fantasy Fuckboys.
Every week. The flare in my throat every week. Oh, man.
I love the Fantasy Fuckboys.
I love the Fantasy Fuckboys as well. I can't. Okay, let's get to our interview with our good friend Billy Football. A little warning out there for all the award-winning listeners. Billy was nice enough to let him to let us come up and visit him, give us a little, you know, a little pump up because we needed it this week. Mm-hmm. Billy is in college. Billy would like to stay anonymous in college. He's trying to make the team. He's trying to, you know, get some playing time. So let's all just respect Billy's privacy. I think we all can agree that more Billy content is great, but if Billy feels like he can't do it without getting blown up, he's probably not going to come back on. So we love Billy. You love Billy. Let's all just let Billy be a college student. Before we get to Billy, I wanted to talk to you guys quickly about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best place to buy tickets online. We have college football, NFL, NHL, NBA. MLB is still going on for a few more days, and SeatGeek has it all. And SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E. That's promo code TAKE for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right, we got Billy. You wanted to mention there might be a ghost.
Yeah, well, you just said it.
Yeah,
so
there might be a ghost.
You can go ahead.
You want to mention there might be a ghost?
there might be a ghost.
Okay, so there might be a ghost in Billy's apartment. You might hear like...
No, here's the thing. Billy lives in the dorm. He's in a single, but what they didn't tell him is, I guess there's some sort of... there's a happening going on there. And you can hear a little bit of static in his microphone. I don't know if that's him when he like pulls the mic away from his mouth when he speaks because he forgets to speak into the mic because he's Billy. But just bear with us a little bit on the audio. It's not bad, but just a heads up.
All right, we now welcome on, I always say a very special guest. This doesn't even feel like a guest. This is just family. We welcome on a piece of the Part of My Take family. We have driven an hour and a half to the middle of nowhere in Connecticut to see our son.
Not necessarily Connecticut.
Okay.
So somewhere in New England.
Yes, our son, our beautiful son. That's kind of weird. That's creepy.
Yeah, I'll take it over
Billy
from
Football.
I'll take it over from here, Big Cat.
Billy Football.
It's Billy. We're so glad to see you. We're in your dorm right now.
Yes.
How are
32-year-old dudes and an 18-year-old
just normal
dorm
stuff.
Room.
Like, it's parents' weekend here at school, so yeah. We decided that we'd come visit and say hello. How are you doing?
I'm so great right now with you guys here. Like, I haven't, like, when all this has been going on, I've just been like, I need to be back in New York with these guys because, like, I need to figure out what they're doing. I need to see how I can help.
Okay, so we're gonna get to your college experience thus far. We have some other stuff we want to talk about, but let's start there. You obviously see what goes on in the last couple weeks. What were you thinking? You've sent us a couple texts. You've reached out. You've told us that we're mental alphas. Those always are appreciated. Mm-hmm. Were you like watching us get a show, cancel a show, all that, and being like, man? Like, if only I was with my guys, like, we would figure this out.
I was thinking that exactly. I remember being in an airport in Indianapolis and first getting news that this was actually happening.
That's right, true.
And in my mind, I was like,
it's May? Yeah, May.
Yeah, I was like... Like, I'm witnessing history right now. Like, this is, like...
You bore witness to the birth of the shortest running television show in ESPN history. So, congratulations. We're really glad to be here. like we said, it was kind of, you know, it was an emotional roller coaster of a week for me and Big Cat. And being here in this room, being here, hanging out, just like being college kids again.
Yeah.
It's not really creepy. It's really put a smile on her face. So thank you, Billy.
Billy, do you think you could have saved the ESPN show?
Humbly.
Yes.
What would you have done to save it?
what would I have done? I think I would have been a great character witness.
Yes.
To you guys. Would have sent you into John Skipper's office and you'd have been like, okay, trust me, these are some cool bros.
Yeah, talk to this 18-year-old. He knows a lot about life and lizards. Salamanders.
Yeah, I mean, like, just...
Mr. Skipper, you know how salamanders mate for life? Well, these two guys, they're a perfect pair together.
I mean, like... It's still surreal. Yes. Like, you guys here is totally surreal. I've almost, like, this summer has almost been like a dream. And just like you guys here, just like, is like, this was real. And like, this was actually me and not like some other person.
Well, the funny thing,
you had a little time to get over the summer. What were your favorite parts of the summer? Rank them.
What did you learn on your summer vacation?
Oh, like that Wisco trip with meeting JJ Watt and like.
Kind of a Herb.
Yeah, and Kyle Long was like sick.
Kyle's a man.
I mean, that was the highlight of my summer. But also just like hang with you guys. Like before, like I saw you guys like bosses, and I was like, I gotta like make sure these guys are like do my job. But then I was
good
like,
thing you got over that feeling, and you started tweeting out pictures of my dick and my phone number.
Yeah,
got a little too comfortable.
To this day, I still say it was definitely your thumb. It was definitely your thumb.
It was not. We'll edit that out.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Billy, you know, you go to college. College is a place where you find yourself. You experiment a little bit. You had some news for the three of us when we showed up here. You probably weren't sure how we were going to take it. You know, it's always kind of awkward coming out to your family. And you came out to us and you said, I've become a wide receiver instead of a quarterback. And I just want to let you know that whatever you do that makes you happy, we're going to support you and we're going to be accepting of you. Love is love, and it's 2016. So if you want to be a wide receiver, then God damn it, Billy, go be the best wide receiver you can.
Before you answer this, I'm struggling with it a little bit more. PFT is a little bit more of the accepting parent.
Your father's struggling with it, but he'll come around.
I'm struggling with it a little bit more. I don't really understand, like, so you just choose to be a wide receiver? Like, how does that work? Like, you just one day were like... Or did you think you were a wide receiver from the day you were born, and now you're like finally like coming out as like I don't understand it. I'm just confused. If you could explain it to us,
you know, I got to college.
Speaking in the mic,
I got to college, and you know, there's a lot of new things. You're independent. There's no like outside pressures on you anymore, so you can really like discover who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because of like where you are.
Was there like another wide receiver that like told you, hey Billy, you're a wide receiver too? Did he influence you?
You know, I think it all started when, you know, you try some new things, try new positions in college. So
I
was
picking up on this. It's pretty fucking good. You've gotten a lot smarter in 2 months.
I was out on the field and I caught a ball.
Yeah,
it felt right.
And, I wasn't wearing gloves.
Yes.
Skin on skin.
It was like,
you always remember your first ball.
What really happened though? Like, what was the process that? Because I am a little disappointed. I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm sad because I always saw you as a quarterback, and you're now a wide receiver.
Well, you know what happened was, you know, a stud came in my class.
Mm-hmm.
Total football guy, son of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
tough to compete
tough
with.
To beat.
Yeah.
Tough to beat.
He was doing different stuff all summer than me. Just working hard.
Whoa,
what do you mean?
Whoa. What does that mean?
No, no, no. Like he has had one tradable skill, and that was football. And he's doing football.
So are you now saying that it's our fault that you're not a quarterback anymore?
You know, sometimes. When kids out, they blame their parents.
So I'm actually going to put blame on high school football in America. Mm-hmm. Because what we're seeing at the college level is all these high school kids are running like fancy, like pro-style offenses. Mm-hmm. Where they just hand the ball off and they play under center too much. And they're not preparing kids enough for the college game to play in the spread offense. So we're taking it one step further. Do you think that your high school coaching had anything to do with your lack of preparation?
in high school, the way I played quarterback was a lot more gritty than at the college level. And I realized that I was out on the practice field, I was wearing a red jersey, no one was touching me. You know, I was craving to be touched, you know, body craves contact.
Yes, Jim Harbaugh.
Just like...
Maybe it's all the way back to the Harlem Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your career is at the Harlem Jets.
Yeah, we ran a lot of quarterback power, a lot of quarterback runs, and, you know what I'm learning to do? Run without the football.
Ooh.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, so where are you putting them?
No, when you see me run without a football, I don't know how to run without my hands, with my hands on the ball.
This is so great. This is like a guitar player in a band who's also the lead singer that like breaks his wrist and has to just sing and he doesn't know what the fuck
he's
to do.
Like, but strumming.
You're just used to having a football in your hands. It'll come more naturally to you. You'll be fine. You'll work your way into it. But seriously, like, how are you enjoying college? How's this like opportunity to spread your wings going?
You know, I think college is different because you don't have someone to tell you what to do all the time.
True.
So
you don't have us anymore.
Yeah. Right. So I do a lot of studying because I don't...
Nerd.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do with my time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty good use of your time in college, I think, right?
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
So then one day on the practice field, I decided to play a little scout wide receiver, just jump in when they're like, we need a scout wide receiver. So I'm like, okay, I jumped in.
How do we get back to wide receiver?
Billy, I was talking about college life.
Yeah, we're just about college.
I can't, like...
College life is football.
I don't... If I wasn't playing football here, I would not be here.
Did you tell your father that you're a wide receiver?
Oh, shit, no. Okay, so I haven't told my dad yet. I don't know how he's going to take it. Like, he actually is going to be pissed.
This is real now.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I haven't told my dad
Billy, yet. Billy, what's going to happen if you come home for Christmas break and he finds a pair of wide receiver gloves in your bag?
He's gonna take me out.
Is he going to take you to
the backyard?
Church?
He's gonna take me to the backyard during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And he's going to throw the ball as hard as he can at me. Say you want to catch balls,
yeah.
And we're gonna make a real wide receiver.
He's gonna give you shot therapy to convert you.
Is this before or after you wrestle with Dale?
Oh no, we got so Dale's been talking trash.
Wait, yeah.
Dale's gonna visit soon.
Okay, he's been talking trash.
He's been talking trash about Thanksgiving football. I told Dale that I'm playing wide receiver now.
Okay,
he's like, I'm gonna guard you up. You're not catching a ball on me. I was like, okay, Dale. So.
Fucking Dale.
Dale's been, but he's been doing well. He's been doing pretty well at the high school level sports.
Talking in the mic.
So,
what about like being Billy Football on campus? Have you run into that at all? Have people been like, wow, there goes Billy Football, most famous guy we've ever known?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to like not give off that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the first like all of training camp, just like coaches like being like, oh, we got Billy Football, a celebrity, like, oh, Billy, you don't have to wake up for early morning breakfast, like you can have breakfast in bed.
You're that's good coaching, like just busting your balls he has to dominate you the second you walk in that door.
And you know, I 100% got that. I knew it was happening coming in, so I just like I grinded harder than I ever like I
so hard that
think
you
of myself,
got demoted from QB to wide receiver
because I was grinding. I was
grinded
like,
too hard.
Right. Like being a backup quarterback, like I was just trying to be, like do what the team needed. And you know, the team, like a couple wide outs went down. They're like, we need you to actually play. I was like, okay.
More work to be
do
done,
it.
But a better
yeah.
end result.
Yeah. Yeah. Has this crossed your mind at all? Going from QB to wide receiver as a white guy, you are now Bill Belichick's like wet dream.
I have thought about that.
I know you have. Thought maybe the Patriots were going to draft you.
Actually,
I'm waiting right now to hear back from Julian Edelman. I sent him a DM and I asked him if he had any words of advice for you, and he has yet to respond, but he will. And when he's actually probably listening to this right now, Julian, fucking respond to my DM. It's not for me.
Respond to me.
No, fuck you. Yeah. Not for me. It's for Billy Football.
Yeah, I had no idea about some of these things I'm playing. Right, like double sticks. Like, you know, we're getting off the line.
Yeah.
Like.
What areas of wide receiving do you need to improve most on?
Blocking.
Yep.
I need a block.
You got to be a Hines Ward.
You got to get a mean streak in you.
Yeah. You know, I need to work on blocking.
People forget Hines Ward was a great blocker.
Really good blocker. Yeah.
You know.
No one talked about that.
No.
Ever.
Do you get jammed at the line a lot?
Yeah. But you got to use your hands, get off the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, swipe, pull through. Mm-hmm. It's a process, and I'm working at it.
You can hear, by the way, the bros on the hall. We are truly in a dorm room if you hear that. Those bros just screaming. Yeah.
They're in the common room watching TV.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no TV in the Billy's room. Just broing out.
Why don't you have a TV in your room?
You know, because if I had a TV in my room, I'd probably just stay up watching ESPN because that's like...
Not anymore.
I don't want to do that.
No, we don't do that anymore.
Billy didn't even, he wasn't even trying to bust your balls with that, I don't think. He was just like, truly. I would just watch sports until 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah, because at 3 a.m. they only play highlights. That's what I'm watching for.
So, and I got to get work done. You know, football does take up a lot of your time in college. And
yeah, so what's that like? What's your practice schedule like?
So I got about a meeting every day for about an hour, and I got practice from about, you got to get there early. So I'm down at the facility from like 3 to about
first guy in
7. That's with like showering and all the other stuff, you know. So it takes up a lot of time, but you know, you just gotta learn how to use your time wisely, and it's not much time for anything else, to be honest.
What's been the hardest part about adjusting to college life?
Well, for me, they don't let
speaking of the mic, Billy.
For me, they
like it's not even a joke. No, you're not even doing a joke. You just
waves off to the side of this.
I don't know what to do with my hands with the mic.
Yeah, I know. It's a recurring problem.
So the hardest part about adjusting to college is probably there's a lot of distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Like in high school,
studying with women.
Yeah. I mean, those are like, I try, like, and also, like, how do I explain this? There's a lot of distractions
just
in college.
Just say you miss us. I was just asking. The whole point of the fucking question was for you to say, I miss hanging out with you guys.
Well, that's a given, man. Like, I'm so happy
for
you.
Thank you.
True that.
I still can't believe you guys came all the way out here.
Of course we did. Mm-hmm. You don't realize that, like... We're moving on, right? We're moving on from Parcel Van Talk and all that bullshit. But we needed a pick me up, and you are, and don't take this the wrong way, but you are like our therapy dog.
You know, I'm down with that.
Yeah. So it's like when we need a pick me up, when we need someone to be like, hey, you know, you guys are alphas. You guys fucking rock. We come see you, and you tell us that.
So. About being mentally alphas, I remember the first time I kind of like got that point with you is we were driving to interview JJ Watt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were in the car and you're like, man, like hopefully we like hit this. Like this is a big interview. We gotta get this done. I was like, guys, like JJ, he might be a freaking physical monstrosity, total alpha, but you're mental alphas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what sets you apart from the rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you, that when you say talent always wins, mm-hmm. it's not your talent. It's just your mental alphas.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
it feels good.
Yeah, like hard work beats talent, and you have that perfect combo of hard work and alphaness mentally mm-hmm. that puts you ahead of the rest.
So that feels like you're implying that we're betas physically.
Well, when you first brought me in.
I think I was right on that.
When you first brought me in, it was to help you guys diet.
Yeah.
Now, we made some
look?
Strides.
Billy, for everyone who's listening to this, Billy just, when PFT said, how do we look? Billy took one glance at my gut and then looked off in shame like he had seen like his like naked grandmother.
I mean, you guys look like that picture of when I first met you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we made a lot of strides over the summer.
For like two weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks we did ketosis and it was good. I dropped like 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. But my liver started to fail. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. PFT like actually had to see a doctor because he thought his blood was poisoning him.
Those ketones.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we're not looking good.
Yeah, you guys got to shape up. I thought you
were going to be on
the TV.
All right.
How are your grades? I want to know about the important stuff, your academics.
How are your grades? And also give us a fun fact, something you've learned. Because we know you've learned something. But tell us your grades first.
So I haven't actually gotten any grades back.
I've been told, I don't know if this is accurate, I've been told that everybody in college on every campus in America is a snowflake.
Yeah.
You know what I realize about politics? Even if you have zero stance on politics, people will still just like not like you for it and assume you're the other of what they are. Like I really do not want to get into politics
mm-hmm.
or any part of politics. Like I just want to like study and play football. And, you know, like, eat in the lunchroom. But then there's like protests everywhere, and just like I just want to walk the line, and that's what I love about Part of My Take.
Yeah. So what about a fun fact? Something you've learned? Something you're like, man, college really is working on my brain.
I always blank out when you guys ask me. It's gotta be natural. But like one I had that, you know, that koalas have chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
There's no chance that every koala has chlamydia.
Most of them have chlamydia, and if they pee on you, they'll give you chlamydia.
So if every koala has chlamydia, does that make it a disease or just part of their, like,
it's
if
poison.
A koala didn't have chlamydia, would they be the one that has a disease?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Right, it's just like it's like a scorpion's venom.
You know what I learned? Viruses might be aliens. They might have, like, crashed on a meteorite. No, you know why? Because viruses don't have all the facts of life. Like, life needs to, like, reproduce. They need, like, nucleuses.
Viruses replicate.
They replicate, but not, like, other cells.
They don't fuck.
They don't. I'm not sure
if they fuck. But
so, like, it would make sense that they evolved on a different planet.
Oh.
And
you know what else? You're saying the flu is from Mars?
Yeah. You know what else I heard about? There's ticks that make you a vegan. There's a new type of disease from ticks.
Whoa. I heard this.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a little story.
Okay. That's true. I looked it up. It's true.
Me and Billy were in the gym one time this summer, and I heard this happen in real time. A guy came up to Billy. They started talking about Kaepernick.
It's just a random dude?
Yes, a random dude. They started talking about Kaepernick, and then that conversation evolved into how ticks from New Jersey. Wait, what is it?
There's a guy got a tick on Long Island, and it made him a vegan. He can't eat red meat or chicken or any meats without breaking out into hives. So he has to eat vegan. Also dairy. And I was like, this is like a serious like epidemic. Why is anyone talked about this?
Yeah, there's one guy on Long Island. Why are we not raising awareness?
I think it was one dude named Anthony that like actually wanted to become a vegan.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how to tell his Italian family that he couldn't sit down and eat gabagool with him anymore. Yeah, he's like, hey, guma and ma and pa. Yeah. Turns out I got bit by tick.
I won't be at Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Hold the gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't eat the ragu.
Yeah. Hold the gravy with meat sauce.
He can't even eat eggplant parm.
Yeah.
He can't eat the parm.
No, that's. Oh, no, because he's got the egg wash.
He can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
Well, we got the bros going crazy again.
Yeah.
All right. So, wait. But that was also when Billy said that your problem with Kaepernick is it has nothing to do with his political stance.
Nothing.
It has to do with the fact that what's your problem with Colin Kaepernick?
Kaepernick is a vegan. How can you, like, look at all the vegans look at Arian Foster. He's out of the NFL now because he's a vegan. Your body.
I don't necessarily think that's true. He's a
vegan. He also got old.
Injured. His hamstring fell off.
Yeah, because he's a vegan.
Yeah, true.
It fell off.
Point counterpoint. Billy just put you in a corner.
It fell off like an iguana's tail.
Yeah,
like four times.
Yeah, iguanas are vegans.
Yeah,
so
I think they eat crickets.
No, they don't.
No, they eat plants.
Are crickets meat?
Yes. Well, embrace the bait.
They're green.
Mm-hmm. You can grill them. I've seen grilled crickets.
Yeah, they do that in the Mariners games.
But that's not
you can
worthy.
Grill pineapples.
Yeah. Mm, true.
They call it pineapple meat.
True. Also true. Mm-hmm. They do.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. We might be in the trip chamber.
Checkmate.
All right. Let's see. How should we wrap this up?
Billy, do you have any higher education questions for us?
Yeah. Any tips that you need from us?
What do I do in the off season?
Oh, so we actually were talking about that on the drive.
It's going to be
tough. You're
going to
be miserable.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You're going to realize just how little there is to do besides football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get a hobby, maybe?
I don't know if I have any tradable skills.
What about intramural sports?
Yeah, you can play football.
I'm not allowed to.
Yeah.
I was playing
intramural sports. Spring football.
Yeah, like Mike Zimmer. What did you do if there was no football? Yeah. I'd probably play football. Have you ever tried, like, drawing? Just using a pencil and drawing something?
Like X's and O's?
Yeah, I'd love. No.
You could write your own plays.
Yeah.
No. I listen to the plays given to me. I do not.
I think if you started to draw in your free time, after you left, you could sell your paintings. We'd help you.
That's very true.
No, but, you know, art's kind of like, I heard art like makes your mind a little too active.
It softens your brain.
Yeah. It makes you lazy.
Right.
Well, what it can do
you're
is...
You're using the wrong brain muscles when you're doing art.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's not football muscles.
What it can do is it makes you too creative.
Right.
And so then you start to think more and like think about different stuff than what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, maybe it'd be cool if I moved to Europe and just like went backpacking there for a while and bicycling instead of putting your nose in the fucking playbook.
All right. Billy, we love you.
Love you guys.
We'll see you Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
Okay, we'll see you Thanksgiving.
Or if you start a game.
Yeah, or if you start a game, we'll come up wide receiver.
Yeah. We'll be there.
We'll have someone periscope it for us. We'll
take a healthy dose of Prozac and put a smile on her face. Yeah, that's like, our boy.
We're here to support him. Look at him running there and blocking on a 3-yard.
His hands are empty.
Pitch. Wow, he really got out there. But we do love you, and we'll see you Thanksgiving. This was as therapeutic for us as, you know what, this might have been good for you. This was exactly what we needed, honestly.
Like, you guys, like, I didn't even know if it was real till 3 hours ago. Because you guys were like, oh, we love canceling plans for dopamine highs. And I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
This was actually a way of us canceling every other plan that we had.
Right. We're like, well, let's just forget about all responsibilities and we're going to go sleep over Billy's dorm room for a night.
Awesome, guys.
Just normal stuff. And Billy Football is brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost is a top-rated website provider powering over 2 million websites. Whether you're a blogger or a small business owner, Bluehost has everything you need to build the website you've always wanted. They're the best tool to build, host, and manage your personal or small business website. Bluehost gives you the freedom to design your site your way without being limited by templates. Bluehost makes hosting your website stress-free so you can get back to what matters most. Simple enough for beginners and powerful enough for even the most advanced users. Bluehost also has maximum security, including malware monitoring and protection, and automatic secure WordPress installs. They also have 24/7 tech support, online resources, and expert services to help you succeed and save time. Bluehost is the top recommended WordPress host on WordPress.org since 2005. And best of all, Pardon My Take listeners are going to save 50% when you sign up at bluehost.com/pardon. That's bluehost.com/pardon. The interview is also brought to you by BetDSI. I use BetDSI. Big Cat uses it. Hank uses it. BetDSI.com has been in business for over 20 years, paying winners. They're A-plus rated on sportsbook review sites. You can use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash. It's easy to use. Mobile playing interface is super simple. You play, you win, you get paid. They offer odds on everything football, including live betting and props as games are in action. They also offer odds on everything else, too, including all major sports, politics, reality TV, you name it. They've got it. Best of all, you can use promo code TAKE25 and get a $25 free wager just for registering. If you decide to deposit, you're going to get a 200% bonus match on your money. I play them myself. Go to BetDSI.com and use promo code TAKE25 and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's promo code TAKE25.
All right. Before we get to some segments, we have a note.
We have an update. So, in the interview with Billy, you heard us say that we had reached out to Julian Edelman to ask for some tips for Billy.
As, nice name drop.
As he transitions to his new life as a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what pronoun we should use for Billy, but as a Y?
He's a Y.
Yeah. So Edelman actually did respond. Shout out, Julian. He said, tell Billy to continue to think like a quarterback. Really watch top route runners. Like countless hours of it. Visualization is huge in learning something, and tell him it's going to be very hard if he has never done it. Just got to keep grinding through the shitty days, level-minded. So, Billy, that is straight from Julian Edelman, the Jackie Robinson of quarterback. Well, no, Antoine Randall was Jackie Robinson. Julian Edelman just did it most recently, so we think about him. Take that to heart, Billy. You can do it.
Well, when we texted Billy that, I've never seen someone so excited. Like, that's why Billy is Billy. Because he was like, oh my God, Julian Edelman talked to me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to be, like, Billy.
I was ready to go. And
Billy, well, Hank did say to me today, just on the side, he was like, is there like a drastic difference between Julian Edelman and Billy in terms of athleticism?
I said raw athleticism.
Raw athleticism.
I'm going to say
Julian made it seem like it's working hard, so if Billy just fucking puts his head down.
I think Julian, he's got more quick twitch.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that. I said I think Billy might not have the quick twitch, but...
The fibers.
You know what? Fuck it. Billy can do it.
I'm sure someone said about Julian at some point, too.
True.
You know what, Billy?
True.
If you want to get better fibers, just start, along with your whey protein, just pound some Metamucil every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it, Billy. Billy's going to be in the fucking NFL.
I believe.
And we're going to be wearing, we're going to be sitting there in the, like, all the way on the top with our pins, and they're going to show us and be like, look at Billy's parents.
We're going to have the home and away jerseys.
Wait, Billy has three dads?
Stitched together right down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy, you can do it. And you said that you've never heard him so excited. He was pretty excited when we pulled up yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
So when it happened, we drove up to his college, and Billy just comes sprinting directly at the van with this big smile on his face. It was like those videos that you see when soldiers come home from Iraq and their dogs greet them.
Uh-huh.
That's what Billy did. He ran up.
He was whining a little.
His tail was wagging.
Yeah.
Like he had a smile. And he just started bouncing on his hind legs, and he was just wagging.
He did.
And he ran around the car. He was so excited. He was just sprinting.
He ran and gave me a hug, and then he ran back and gave you a hug, and then he ran back and gave Hank a hug.
And then he licked himself for a while. Yeah.
He licked his butt and then licked our face.
Yeah.
It was no big deal.
And we didn't care. Ass eating season.
Let's do some segments. We have thoughts and prayers to Joe Girardi, who did not get fired, did not get his contract renewed.
So that's, good spin zone.
Big difference.
Huge. His problem was he could never recover from having braces, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be
adult
You can't be a leader of men with adult braces, even though they are pinstripes for your teeth.
Yeah.
So it fit in pretty well on the Yankees. But if you can't straighten your teeth out, you can't straighten out a clubhouse.
Yeah, I feel bad for him because he's about to be like the Buck Showalter of the late 90s Yankees. Like someone like right before Buck Showalter got fired right before Joe Torre came in and won a billion championships.
Yeah.
Whoever's coming in. I'm not going to say that they should take a look at my boss, Alex Rodriguez, but if they were smart, A-Rod would be a hell of a boss, a hell of a manager.
He knows how to keep the guys loose for a season.
Yeah, he knows
how
to keep them loose.
It's always a good time around A-Rod.
He'll pee on the clubhouse floor if people get out of line.
He'll bring his brother or his cousin around.
Cousin Yuri.
Cousin Yuri is going to come around and just pee everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, A-Rod peed on Cousin Yuri's floor.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I work for him, so I can say this. Okay. Yeah. Well, I signed an NDA.
Well, yeah, and also you have to, you can say it, but you have to send it in an email to like millions of people as long as you have the signature that says everything in this email is confidential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That always keeps
that
people
covers
safe.
Your bases. Yeah. No one's ever
Hillary taught us that.
No one's ever printed out an email.
All right, we have locker room talk. This is for longtime friend Jim Tomsula, who's back on the sidelines with the Redskins. And this clip, he was mic'd up, which I don't know who thought that it would be a good idea to mic up Jim Tomsula, but thank you.
Yes.
Because that is a great idea. And he was yelling at his line at one point saying, everyone play butt-ass naked. Mm-hmm. I don't even...
Oh, I know what that means.
If I played butt-ass naked, I'd be like, you know, like when you don't... Like if you're not wearing a shirt, you're like, oh, like this could hurt. Like a bullet would hurt more if it went through you without a shirt on.
I disagree.
I think
it would pass through you cleaner.
Uh-uh.
Because if you're wearing a shirt, you get the shirt fibers inside
Mm-mm.
your body.
Mm-mm.
I know what Wrong. It means by butt-ass naked. It means like play like a caveman.
Yeah.
Before people were all PC and had to go and vent clothes.
No, they put like leaves and
dicks.
Shit around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked. Either way, Jim Tomsula just screaming that on a sideline, like that means football is fully back.
Mm-hmm.
He probably went and slept in his Honda Civic that night and was like, yeah, I got those guys playing butt-ass naked.
They should allow Jim Tomsula to actually coach naked.
Yes. I'd watch.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you were about to get ashamed by that. Don't be ashamed
yeah,
about
you're
that.
Right. I'm not ashamed.
Don't be ashamed of your feelings.
I'm not ashamed.
I would be way more likely to watch a football game if one of the coaches, the most football guy of the coach.
He'd probably be aroused.
Yes.
For most of the game.
They just drape the challenge flag over his head.
Yeah, that's where they hold the red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, we have a Stay Woke for the JFK files.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with this?
I guess they're getting unsealed soon.
Okay.
So
who did it? Yeah.
It was Rafael Cruz.
Oh.
Ted Cruz's dad.
Yeah. Probably don't want that out there, huh?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump said that he was going to release him. This is like a wet dream for me. Like, I can't wait to... I'm a big pour-through documents guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get some ink under my fingernails.
You actually said that when we were in the car. Hank was like, what's the deal with JFK files? And you're like, very seriously, no joking, you're like... I'll let you know, Hank, once I have a chance to look over the documents.
Yeah, I need to... Well, no, you don't look over it. You pour through documents. Please get it right. Also, it's this time of year that Alex Jones is going to be a must-follow.
I got
Twitter.
The documents right here.
These are all publicly available right now.
It's just a piece of paper that he's fucking holding. He's like, the FBI is giving me the documents.
That wasn't his brain coming out. That was, it was just a bunch of chili pouring out his neck.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thank you. be careful.
His is just deeper. Yeah.
Listen, folks, I got the documents right here.
The CIA has given me the documents. There were three shooters in Las Vegas.
All right. We have bad visual. Two bad visuals. One is for Brandon McCarthy. These both World Series related. People say we don't talk about the World Series. By the way, that was an unbelievable game.
Yep.
I still can't believe Jansen, like, he's human. And I don't know if you heard, but it's hot in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, 90 degrees?
95.
Jeez, thoughts and prayers.
Wow.
How do they ever deal with that?
Yeah. Damn hot.
Bad sports town.
Brandon McCarthy, he pitched. He got the L.
He did,
he got the L. He's a recurring guest. But when he was pitching, his tweet that he tweeted like 5 years ago that was, "My penis looks ridiculous in a bathtub," went re-viral, which is, I actually don't think this is a bad visual. I think that's just a very, like, he's right. Penises look ridiculous underwater.
Well, let's embrace debate. Does his penis,
Tommy Toenails agrees.
Does his penis have the clutch gene?
Probably not.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say his penis might not have the clutch gene.
Yeah.
On a big stage. Your dick has to have blinders on.
Yeah.
Foreskin.
Yeah.
Keep your eye pointed straight forward.
Oh yeah, he doesn't tell us if he's, we're getting too
McCarthy,
far.
Yeah.
We're getting too deep.
We've done a lot of dick talk.
Yeah.
Let's get back to talking Jim Tomsula's.
AJ Hinch, the manager for the Astros, also has a bad visual because after game one, he got in a altercation with fans that were like busting his balls at the hotel bar after the game. So
did he get into a fight?
Altercation. He says, sources say Hinch snapped and unleashed on the other patrons, cursing and yelling in the middle of the bar. One witness tells us the incident turned physical and cops were called to separate the two parties.
Okay. So it sounds like it was a great night.
Take it easy, man.
I know. I'm okay with that.
You're okay with the manager in the middle of the World Series getting chirped and being like flipping out?
Yes. After a win.
You know, it was a loss. It was game one.
That's right. That was after game one.
That's the guy you want managing a high stress situation.
So.
I'm okay with that. So
he sounds like he's keeping his cool. He's got the boys like under control.
You
he's
know
just
why?
Fucking fighting some drunk dude with a martini at the hotel bar.
You want to know why? I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
because it was in a bar. It wasn't in a club.
Well, hotel
bar. That's the difference. So if it happens in baseball, it's always referred to as a bar. If it happens in the NBA, it's always referred to as a club.
Yes.
So I'm okay with it with a bar fight.
True. AJ Hinch, you got to, come on, man. Keep it together. Go to sleep.
I don't understand
that part.
I like it. Keep doing you, AJ. Yeah. You got you this far.
All right. Last but not least, we have Explain It to Hank. Oh, wait. No, you had one more.
Yeah, a Stay Classy.
Okay.
So big Stay Classy going out to Trey Wingo.
Yes.
At ESPN. Trey hacked Adam Schefter's Twitter account.
No, what'd he do? Well, he released his nudes?
So he pranked him big time. Classic prank. Tweeted out something really hilarious and goofy from his account. You ready for this? Scotch, 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 scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down in my belly.
Yeah, Anchorman.
Stay classy, Trey. Get it? Like from Anchorman. You guys saw, have you seen Anchorman yet?
Dude. I just saw it the other day.
It's pretty good, right?
It's pretty fucking good.
Brick, I love Lamp.
So it is the movie of 2017 summer.
It is so good.
It's so good.
That segment escalated quickly.
It's the pleats. It's a flattering pleat. In 2020, they're going to start making like Ricky Bobby quotes.
Yeah.
We're like two years away from that.
We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there. We're gonna evolve. Did we do Wedding Crashers yet, or they've gone?
No, that's too risque.
Yeah,
we can't do that.
Rule number 76, never leave a crasher behind.
Yeah.
Do you remember, dude, when Wedding Crashers, how old were you?
I was young enough for the boobs in that movie were like life-changing
for me.
Oh, yeah.
They were. Yeah.
They call me K-Cat.
Get it? That movie, though, like started, I think it was like, we were probably like, 23, 24? Mm-hmm. And like people actually started crashing weddings and it was like, really? This is what you guys do now? Like, they're like, oh, look at us. We're like Vince Vaughn.
No, I'm Vince Vaughn. You're definitely the Wilson kid.
No, let me put some syrup on everything.
No, your nose is weird. You're the Wilson kid. I'm the cool, big one.
All right, let's do it. Explain it to Hank. Finish our Friday.
Money. Who decided what piece of paper is worth more than another piece of paper?
Now you're talking about fiat currency, okay? Whoa. We took it off the gold standard back in about 1970.
This is a heavy one. Not actually, because it's light. It's money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I never understood why. Like, I understand what inflation is, but, like, I also don't understand why, like, the U.S. can't just print me, like, $1 million on the side. Mm-hmm.
Here's what basically happens, as I understand it, through Infowars.com.
Prison Planet.
Prisonplanet.tv. the Federal Reserve just basically says, like, once a year how much money is worth, and then everybody just agrees that, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. we will believe you, because if we don't, we're all going to start killing each other and stealing everybody's shit once we all realize that money is just paper.
It's like golf. It's a gentleman's game. Money is a gentleman's mm-hmm. game. Everyone's just like,
so if you have the smallest amount, you're actually rich.
Well, the Illuminati, if you really want to get into it, the Illuminati / reptilians run the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they're reptilians from Nairobi, they have kind of advanced mindsets where they can make us, they kind of hypnotize everybody in America using
the
money.
Dollar, yeah.
So if you have money in your pocket, it's actually a tool of hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And they control that money and they make it hypnotize you.
They control your mind.
They all, yeah. So basically you're being fucked.
Yep.
Makes sense.
This is fucked. I only buy things using heirloom seeds.
Yeah. It's much nicer. Buy things with a good old handshake.
Mm-hmm.
3D printers.
No.
I still have no idea.
No. Like, what, does it actually create something?
Yes. Yeah, they're the future.
But
that's
then
all
what
I know.
Does it create? Like, I feel like every time they do, like, look at this 3D printer, and then they create, like, this little fucking, like, cutout of something. Like, okay, well, yeah. What will we use that for?
Yeah, it's like, it's going to change the world, big cat. You can make a figurine in 5 hours.
Right. Right. Watch this 3D printer do what someone in Japan figured out how to do with origami 700 years ago.
Right. And they're also getting to the point where they're telling us that they can 3D print food. And if you think I'm going to eat printed food. Actually, I am.
Yeah,
I'm
I'd
definitely.
Give it a shot. It's got food in the name.
Yes.
So I'm going
to
eat it.
If I have a 3D printer on my coffee table and I don't have to leave my couch, I don't care if it tastes like shit.
Agreed.
Where do fingernails come from? Like, what's going on?
Your
there?
Fingers. They're just hardened skin.
I think they're blood, aren't they?
No,
that's your hair.
Your skin gets really hard when it gets long.
Yeah, when your skin is exposed to. So here's what happens. Here's what
your
happens.
Fresh skin is opposed to the air, exposed to the air.
So, guy, little
don't
guy,
look at me like that. I'm
guy,
right.
Little guy talk. Girls, maybe put the earmuffs on. Earmuffs, get it? Like from that movie. So we put a lot of we put a lot of lotion on our hands, guys, uh-huh. don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Usually goes on the
mm-hmm.
palms,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You get fingernails, hard skin, because you don't lotion up ever the back of your palms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that comes from.
I think it's the exposed skin. Your soft skin, your soft little baby skin gets exposed.
Ladies, earmuffs, you can take them off now.
Okay. Wait, they couldn't hear.
Don't worry.
Just blast something really loud right there. Okay.
How does alcohol make your brain dumb?
Mm.
It actually makes it smarter. I think I've explained this
before.
I've drank
so much alcohol that I'm too dumb to even know this anymore.
Yeah, here's how it makes it smarter. I think I'm stealing this from the show Cheers.
Cheers, yeah, you are. Very topical.
Okay.
After you just made fun of someone doing Wedding Crashers.
Okay, so when you drink enough, it actually kills brain cells. That's a fact. Look it up. If you kill brain cells, it's targeting the smaller, weaker brain cells first.
Darwinism.
Like a buffalo herd.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get rid of the weak ones, then it makes your brain function more efficiently, just like if you kill slow buffalo, the herd can move faster as
correct.
A whole.
Correct.
Schrodinger's brain cell.
Correct. Schrodinger's buffalo.
Yeah.
Mini-size coffee creamer cups. How is it okay for those to be stored at room temperature?
Like, oh, you know, there's a lot of shit that we store at room temperature that I don't understand. Like, why do you put ketchup in the refrigerator, but then at restaurants, it's out.
It tastes better.
This is like a shitty Jerry Seinfeld. Mm. Why do you put the ketchup in your refrigerator?
I think it's European. I think that's the answer. Europeans, they don't refrigerate shit.
Yeah.
They just have a dead cow that just hangs from everybody's like kitchen rack.
Right. And also they just Europeans put like milk and shit like that out and it just becomes cheese. That's how they make all their cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So they just like sit. They actually fill their bathtubs with milk.
One's,
and then
one
after
man's
a
trash,
while, yeah, it's sharp
is another
cheddar.
Man's treasure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does insurance work?
No,
it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
I think it actually is a Ponzi scheme.
Well, as long as you don't get in like any car accidents or get sick or get injured, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Ever? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing though. You got to avoid those things.
Mm-hmm. Why does water taste so cold after chewing mint gum?
Insurance. Are we talking health insurance or are we talking car? You need to specify.
Everything.
Just insurance.
Okay. Insurance runs.
Because, if it's health, then there's...
What is insurance?
If there's a health insurance issue, then it's...
Yeah.
Health insurance is just a death panel where Obama comes into your house and kills you.
Got it. Why does water taste so cold after chewing mint gum?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
That's probably the mountains.
Yeah.
Like cold water and then... Fuck, no. Go next.
All right, last one. Why does asparagus make your pee smell? Why is it the only food that makes your pee smell?
Hmm.
Well, pineapple makes your.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That's actually a good question because.
Because asparagus fucking sucks.
I think
so
it's your
it's
body telling you that it's poisoning you. Yeah.
Yes. Asparagus is poison. Green vegetables are poison, and then you eat the asparagus. It's the worst vegetable. Like, asparagus is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And then you eat it, and your body's like, yo, dude, just a reminder, what you just ate, that was really disgusting. Here's some disgusting piss, so you never do that to us again.
I think that's half of it. I think the other half is letting people know that they shouldn't hang out with you ever if you eat a lot of asparagus. So back in the olden times, before there were bathrooms and we were just cavemen running around the jungle, we'd piss on stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We'd just piss on trees. And then if a bro was walking down like a street in the forest and he smelled another man's piss on a tree that had asparagus, he'd be like, gross, that sucks, I'm staying away from this guy.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a warning that, like, watch out, you're about to hang out with a lame-o.
Yeah, don't go near this nerd.
Go the other way, yeah.
Darren Revelle puts asparagus on his pizza. That's a true fact.
What?
Yeah.
It's actually anchovies, but same thing.
Same
thing.
I'm
sure anchovies make your pee smell bad,
too. Just gross. You never heard that story?
Mm-mm.
In college, he was such a fucking party animal that he put anchovies on his pizza so that other people wouldn't steal his pizza.
Classic.
Classic move there, D.
I got one last stay woke. Someone DM'd me. Neil Armstrong, first person to walk on the moon, right?
Oh, I know where this is going. I like it.
Neil A, spelled backwards.
Alien.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's our show. The Take on Me is Jack Staten.
Love you guys. Talking away. Better to be safe than sorry.